Good morning, everyone.
早上好.
Wei looks like pastor. I don't look like pastor. I wish he switched side. I should wear my jacket today. I'm sorry. But thank you. Thank you for being here. Yeah, thank you, everyone, for being here. Glad to be here. Maybe you can read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21 for us.
好，感谢大家今天来的教会。下面我们来一起读以弗所书第五章十五到二十一节。所以你们行事为人要谨慎，不要像愚昧人，却要像聪明人，要把握时机，因为这时代邪恶。因此不要做糊涂人，要明白什么是主的旨意，不要醉酒，醉酒时能使人放浪乱性，却要让圣灵充满，应当用诗章、圣诗、灵歌彼此呼应，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，却还要存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Amen. Amen. I want to start this morning with a profound question. At least I think it's profound, to me. What is most valuable in your life?
我想今天早上开始正道，我要问一个很严肃的话题，就是说，你在你的生命中最重要的是什么？
I mean, a lot of people have asked this question, but I think it's still relevant, so I wanted to ask that question. If you only had 365 days to live, what would you change about your life?
我想问这样的问题，就是说，假如你只剩下365天的生命，你会做什么？
Yeah, consider that. Think about the clarity that you will have if you realize you only have 365 days.
想想这个事情，就是说，如果你只剩下365天的日子，这样会给你的生命带来很多的清晰。
When I ask this question, a lot of people will simply say, I want to spend more time with my family.
当我问这个问题的时候，很多人就会说，我只是想和家人花更多的时间。
One person said, I'm going to quit my job.
有人说会说，我会放弃我的工作。
When you really think about life, there are five major categories, isn't there?
如果你考虑到生活的话，你可能你的生命可以分为五个主要的要素。
When you think about the components of life, there are five things that make up what we call life. And first is health.
你考虑到生活中这个五个要素，第一点就是健康。
Right, your body is a remarkable creation, so much so that Bible calls your body the temple of God.
你的生命，你的身体是一个很奇妙的建造。圣经上说，就是说是一个神的圣殿。
If you're in charge of a magnificent temple, you would take care of it, wouldn't you?
如果你是来负责看管这个美妙的圣殿的话，你会好好的照顾它。
So Bible says, take care of your body.
圣经说你要照顾好你的身体。
When you fall ill, when you get sick, there are things that we just simply cannot do. Little things become very difficult.
如果你生病的话，一些很小的事情你都不能够去做。
Some of you who love hike, you won't be able to hike anymore. Some of you love to spend time with your family. You can't do that. The quality of life that God has given you diminishes as our health diminishes.
就是说你本来一个很小，你喜欢去爬山，你也不能去爬山。你想跟家人生活的家人待在一起，你也不能够和家人待在一起。就是说你的生活的质量会急速的下降。
Some of you remember the story I shared about what my wife said when I took a full health examination.And the doctor said, everything's good, Mr. Shen, except for your blood pressure. My blood pressure is normal now. And remember what my wife said? You look healthier than you, I mean, you are healthier than you appear. Do you remember that? Right?
你可能记得我曾经分享一个故事，就是说我曾经做一个身体检查。我跟我太太分享的时候，她说是，大夫说是你看，就说是你看起来比你表面看起来要更健康一些，虽然你看起来有点微微的发胖。
I think she was thinking, I'm the skinny one, right? You're the fat one. Why aren't you sick? It's kind of a weird thing to say.
她可能会觉得是，就说是她，就说是牧师的太太，可能觉得是比较自己比较苗条，然后是牧师是新牧师是比较发胖的。为什么你没有生病，反而是新牧师没有生病？
But her comment highlights the fact that our external appearance may not always reflect the internal well-being.
就是说，新牧师太太的这个评论，就是说是有时候我们外在的表现并不能够真正的反映我们内心
Because we encounter people who look healthy, who seems to be healthy, and then internally they have some sickness and they're struggling with certain aspect of their physical body as well as their spirituality. And sometimes we're surprised, how can he or how can she, they exercise, they eat well, they're vegetarian, or how are they sick? And here I am eating all the oily stuff in the world and I'm okay. And we're surprised by that. So the fact of the matter is, take care of your body. Don't drink too much, don't smoke too much, don't do any of that stuff, right? Take care of it. So when God calls you to do something, you're healthy to do it.
So the very important thing is to take care of your body. 就是说是好好地照顾他，这样神呼召你做事情的时候，你能够完成神所呼召你要做的事情。
So our health is one of the major categories of what we call life. The second is relationships.
So 健康是我们的第一个要素，第二个重要的要素是关系。
God places tremendous value in our relationship.
就神对这个关系是放了特别重要的地位。
In fact, our relationships are so serious, Jesus says, while you're worshiping, if you have any broken relationship, stop worshiping. Go take care of that and then come back.
事实上就有神曾经说，就说如果你在崇拜的时候，如果你想起来你和兄弟姐妹有不和睦的地方，你应该停止敬拜，来修复你和兄弟姊妹的关系，然后再来崇拜。
Matthew 5 says, therefore, if you are presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you or you have something against him, leave your offering. Stop worshiping there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and present your offering.
马太福音这个经文讲的是，所以说你在祭坛上献供物的时候，如果在那里想起你的弟兄对你不满，就当在坛前放下供物，先去与弟兄和好。
And that's how important relationships are, but we do need to define what that word brother really is.
这就是说关系是十分的重要，但是我们要好好定义一下这个兄弟是什么意思。
Because he's not saying we should have good relationship with everybody in the world, right? So he defines it as you must have good relationship with your brothers or sisters. Now, how did Jesus define that word?
他讲的并不是和世界上所有的关系，而是一个比较 狭义的定义，就是说是兄弟姐妹的关系。我们要知道这个兄弟姐妹所指的是什么。
So I would imagine that Jesus is not talking about everybody in the world, but this particular group of people that he calls brother.
耶稣基督在这里讲的并不是世界上所有的人的关系，而是指的是兄弟姊妹之间的关系。So
in Matthew chapter 12, we find that Jesus is teaching. His family comes to see him. They can't get to him. So a disciple comes and says, "Your mom and your siblings are waiting outside." And then Jesus turns to the crowd.
就是马太福音曾有这样的故事，就说耶稣基督的母亲和兄弟来看他，然后就说有人告诉他，你的母亲和你的兄弟姊妹来了。耶稣就是转过来问这个问题。
And Jesus turns to the crowd and says, "Who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? Those who obey the Father is my brother, my sister, and mother."
耶稣就转向众人，就说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟？谁是我的姊妹？那些遵从神的命令的人，就是我的兄弟姐妹。”So
Jesus is saying, while you're worshiping like you did this morning, and by the way, those are amazing songs and a great worship leader, right? I recognize those songs because my mom used to sing them all the time, right? So thank you for that. You need to translate. I don't think you need to translate that, right? But here Jesus says this, your brother is confined to you who are Christians. And while you're worshiping and you have something against an elder, you have something against a deacon or some brother or sister in Christ, he says stop that worship, take care of that relationship, and then come back. Because there's no way we can worship God with all of our heart, all of our minds, all of our strength, and all of our soul when our immediate relationships are breaking apart.
耶稣基督在这里讲的是，就是说兄弟姊妹指的是我们在教会里面的信徒。如果你在崇拜的时候，你想起来就是说是对教会的长老、对兄弟的姊妹，或者是有彼此的不满，这时候你要停止 你的敬拜，要修复这个关系之后，然后再继续敬拜上帝。
The third component of life is the spirit, right? Spirit. And when I okay.
第三个生命的要素就是说灵命。
So when I say spirit, there are two dimensions to that, right? One dimension is the vitality in life, the energy to live your life. The second is your intimate connection with God through prayer and reading of the scripture and worshiping together like you're doing today.
就说灵命有两个部分，一方面就是说你要有生命的这种活力，另一方面就是要跟神的之间的关系，通过读经，通过祷告来建立和神的关系。
So vitality is enthusiasm for life, and you have to ask, where does the enthusiasm come from? And according to the Greek that it's used, is from, it means in theos, meaning that when you are in God, you become energized to live your life.
就是说生命，就是说是热情，是对生命的热情，它是从希腊的文字过来的，就是说如果你是有神在你的生命里面，你就会有对生命的热情。
So according to scripture, the more you are in God, more energy you have to live the life God has called you to live.
就是说根据经文，就是说如果你是有神在你的里面，你就会能够活出有神的生命。
The fourth component to life is rest.
第四个就是说是要素，生活的要素是休息。
And you may be surprised I put rest and leisure there, but rest is essential to our well-being.
就是说休息对我们的健康是十分的重要的。
Because we think we have to work 24/7.
我们可能以为我们需要24小时就不停的工作。
But the Bible tells you must rest.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们一定要休息。
Rest is so important, you find it in Genesis chapter 1.
就休息如此的重要，我们在创世纪的第一章就会有。
He says six days you work, one day you rest.
就六天工作，一天休息。
And that's the rhythm of life.
这就是生活的这个韵律。
Yeah, it's not so rigid that if you work 5 and rest 2, that God's going to curse you. It's not what that means, but what it's saying is that there is time to be productive and there's time you need to rest your body.
这并不是说就是说这个六天工作，一天休息是这么的固定，就即使是你工作五天休息两天的话，神也不会这样来谴责你。但是就是说生命这个韵律是十分重要，就五天六天用于创造，一天用于休息。
Now if you reverse that, you'll be in trouble, right? Work one day, rest 6 days, you'll be in big trouble.
如果你把它反过来的话，就是说是一天工作六天休息，这样的话你就会有很大的问题。
The rhythm is 6 days of work and 1 day of rest.
这个生活的生命的韵律是六天工作一天休息。
I'm often surprised that Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday when they should be earning most money.
我常常很感到很惊讶，就是 Chick-fil-A 是这样的一个连锁店，快餐连锁店。
The founder.
他们星期天的话是经常关门，其实星期天他们可以赚到更多的钱。
The founder said, "I need my workers to rest."
这个就是这个餐馆连锁店的创始人说是，我要把星期天给我的工人，给我的员工，让他们能够休息。
Here's what's weird about Chick-fil-A. During the weekday, I have no idea. You know, I don't even care about Chick-fil-A. But on Sunday, I always want to go eat there.
关于这个 Chick-fil-A 就说是很奇怪，就说在周日的周间的时候，我从来不想着要到那里去吃，但是周日的时候，我特别想去到那边去吃。
It's so weird, right? So, but on Sundays, I always crave Chick-fil-A, and Monday, I just like I don't care, right?
据说是经常在星期天的时候，这个新牧师就说是他很想去吃 Chick-fil-A， 但是星期一的时候就说是并不是那么想吃。
There's some people who retire and just rest 7 days a week.
有些人退休的人，他们就说是一周七天，他们都会这样的休息。
And if you're one of them, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you, find something that's meaningful to you.
如果你是这样的人，我会挑战你，就说是你需要发现一些富有挑战性的事情来去做。
Because when we don't engage our life with the purpose God has for us, what happens is that you diminish the value of your life, but also diminish the value of rest.
如果你生命没有方向、没有目的的话，你就会把生命的意义降低，然后同时你也会降低那个休息的意义。
And of course, the fifth category is our mission.
最后一个生命的要素是关于我们的使命。
How does your work align with God-given mission?
就说你的工作是不是跟神所告诉的这个使命是互相契合。
Once I was at a marketing conference and this man kept saying, "Go and make your create your mission. You need to have a mission. Go make up your mission."
有一次我是在一个这个市场规划的一个讲演里面，有人告诉这个 讲言者就说你要发现自己，创造自己的使命。
Now that sounds good, but that's a foolish talk because you don't make up your mission, you discover your mission.
这个听起来好像是很有道理，其实是很愚蠢的，就是说你并不自己定义你的使命，而是你要发现你的使命。
For example, this microphone is to amplify my voice, but did the parts come together spontaneously and say, we're going to make ourselves into a microphone so we can boost my voice?
比如说这个，举一个例子，这个麦克风，这个麦克风有各种不同的零件，难道这个所有的这些零件他们自己自发的决定，他们组合在一起来，就是说增加新牧师的音量吗？
Of course not, right? Of course not. The creator of this microphone designed it so that it amplifies my voice. Likewise, we don't create our purpose. No, we find and discover our purpose from God, for He is our creator.
当然不是这样，就是说这个麦克风的设计者决定了它的一个功用。同样对我们来讲，我们那个创造者，我们是神所创造的，神会定义我们的使命，我们需要发现它。
So these five areas, if you know a sixth one, let me know, because that's included. But I don't think you'll find another one besides these five major categories, what fundamentally is components to our life. And the question as Christians here, right, is how do these components root itself in the gospel, and how are we fulfilling our mission that God has given us with these five components of life?
就是说是如果你有更，我认为是生活是主要这五个要素，如果你有更多的话，也可以跟新牧师来分享。我们所要做的是，就是如何能够在这个五个要素里面体现出，就是说福音在我们身上，然后在这个五个要素中体现出来，同时完成神所赋予我们的使命。
So far so good. All right. So the question is, how do we root these five components into the gospel and live the missional life to make disciples of all nations?
我们所就要做的是如何，就是说让福音贯穿在这五个生活要素中间。同时我们活出一个有富有使命的生命。
Now if you're not a Christian, you don't care about disciple making, you don't care about all these stuff, I understand that because you're not a Christian.
如果你不是基督徒的话，我可以理解你对这些东西并不感兴趣，这是可以理解的。
I wouldn't expect a non-Christian to live the way Christ has called us to live.
我对非基督徒来讲，我们并不认为这是他们会活出就耶稣让我们所活出的生命。
So I don't go to them and say, hey, why don't you live as Jesus said?
我不会告诉他们说你们为什么要活出基督要我们活出的式样。
But I'm here because you're Christians, and I'm asking you, are you living that?
在这里，我是对所有在座的基督徒，就是问一个问题：你是否活出了富有使命的生活
？When a non-Christian says I don't care, I understand. When a Christian says I don't care about all that, I don't understand.
如果是你是基督徒的话，你也说你对这个传福音的使命不感兴趣的话，那我就感到。
James says your faith has to be shown some way. And when it's not shown through good deeds, or good deeds are not just, you know, helping the whole soup kitchen or something like that, good deeds and how you develop your life and influence those around you, when those are not there, is that faith able to save you? And the answer is no.
雅各书里面讲，就是说是我们的那个信仰要通过行为展现出来，这并不是说你需要到就是说那个 soup kitchen 就是说是帮助做那些事情，我们需要做的是就是说你的信仰能够在你的行为中展现出来，如果你的信仰是没有行为的话，这样是一个死的信仰。
So if you only had 365 days to live, what would you add? What would you subtract from your life? What would you do differently?
如果你只有365天的生命的话，你会多做一些什么，少做一些什么，你会改变什么？
And that's an important question because the Bible says when you think about the brevity of your life, this will greatly benefit you.
这个是很重要的一个话题，就是说圣经告诉我们说，如果你想象的生命的短暂，你会做出更好的决定。
By the way, every time I come here, I hear some people saying like, well, that was 30 minutes. It was 25 minutes. And I felt like my messages are too short, so today is going to be long, okay? I just want to let you know.
其实说是以前我到这里来的时候不正道的时候经常是30分钟或者25分钟，今天我告诫大家今天正道时间会比较长。
James chapter 4, James says this, come now, you who say tomorrow, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such city and spend a year there, engage in business and make a profit, yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You're a vapor that appears for a little, while then vanishes away.
雅各书四章十三到十四节，你们说今天或明天我们要到某城去， 在那里住一年，做生意赚钱。其实明天怎样，你们并不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们本来是过眼烟云，转瞬之间就消失了。
James says, hey, don't forget how short your life is. In fact, if you look at the entire chapter, he says, stop judging other people, meaning we don't know what other people are thinking and feeling. Stop judging that. Now, that's different from correcting other people because they're doing something wrong. But he says, hey, stop acting like you're God. Start thinking about how short your life is and start living for the glory of God.
就说雅各书在讲这一章讲到的是，就说是生命是很短暂的，我们不要互相彼此的诽谤。我们同时，当然就是说是，如果你看到兄弟需要改进的地方，你要指出来。但是你并不知道兄弟姐妹心里所想象的是什么，你并不是神，所以说要停止互相指责，就是说是要彼此互相帮助。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7:2 says, "Better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting." Because that is the end of all mankind, and the living puts this in his heart.
传道书七章二节讲，往扶桑之家比往宴乐之家还好，因为死是人人的结局，活人要把这事放在心上。
Now the house of mourning is a funeral, by the way, and the house of feasting is a wedding, like we had yesterday. And by the way, Paul and Joyce, congratulations with the wedding. It was a beautiful wedding, right?What are weddings? Weddings are where you go and you are married, you're happy, you celebrate, right? It's a place where you go enjoy, and certainly it was enjoyable yesterday.
就扶桑之家其实就是葬礼，然后是宴乐之家就是婚礼，祝福保罗和 Joyce 昨天一个婚礼，当然是。
Yeah, you should listen to Paul and Joyce what they said about Ben. It was great.It was a lot of incidents, but really funny, right? I think it's videotaped forever, so people can watch it, right? So, but it's celebration. You enjoy it. It was great.
就是宴乐之家，就婚礼上，大家会彼此庆祝，是一个很令人快乐的时间。
But no one sits at a wedding and go, "Man, I wonder how my life is going."
没有人在婚礼上会说，我的生命现在是如何。
We don't do that at a wedding. We do that at a funeral.
我们不会在婚礼上想这些严肃的事情，我们往往会在葬礼上思考这些。
So Solomon says, better to go to a funeral house.
所以说，所罗门说是，往扶桑之家比往宴乐之家还好。
I've been to a recent funeral, and I sat there and I asked some questions.
我最近去了一个葬礼，我问了自己一些问题。
How did this person live her life that these people are here?
就是说，这个人是这个过世的人，他是如何过了这个一生，有这么多人来参加他的葬礼。
If I were to die today, who would show up to my wedding? I mean, funeral.
如果今天过世的话，谁会参加我的葬礼？
Are you going to show up, my friends?
你会参加吗？
Maybe not. Too busy.
你会参加我的葬礼吗？也可能会，也可能会不会，也可能你太忙了，不会参加。
I've been to a funeral where there were three people, and they weren't her family.
我去参加一个葬礼，只有三个人在葬礼上面，而且这三个人都不是他的家人。
And I sat there and I thought, how did she live her life that even her family didn't show up?
我坐在那里思考，就是她是如何过了她的一生，以至于她自己的亲人都不愿意参加她的葬礼。
So much to learn and grow in a funeral.
除了在葬礼上，我们往往可以思考，并能够长进。
Have you had a life and death experience?
你有没有就濒临死亡这种经历
？I think I told you one where I fell off like a 14-foot bridge, right? I was playing monkey bar as a 5-year-old, and I fell off and cracked my head.
我曾经告诉我曾经有一个事故，在我五岁的时候，从一个将近5米高的桥上面摔下来，然后是把头给摔破了。
Do you remember that story? I can tell it again, right? Actually, you know, I fell off and my head cracked, and the blood is gushing out.
就是说我从那个桥上摔下来的时候，我的头被破了，然后是血流如注。
I remember the incident. I don't remember the pain, but my brother asked, "Are you okay?"
我记得这个事件，但我并不记得当时的疼痛。我只记得我的哥哥当时问我，你是不是还一切正常？
What kind of question is that? I mean, does the blood coming out of my head tell you something, right?
这是一个很比较愚蠢的问题，就是、说是血，我的血是满脸是血。
And then he ran away.
然后他跑走了。
And I said, what? Right? He ran away. Oh, and if he did not come back, I would not have talked to him ever. But he was scared, so he ran to get my uncle, and he came and got me. And I remember on the way, he said, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay.
我记得在我的叔叔抱着我的路上去医院的路上，他一直在安慰我说：“你一切都会好起来的。”The
reality is that he had no idea it was going to be okay.
事实上，他是完全不知道我是否能够存活下来。
In a small town like that, you won't have a surgeon that's good enough to take care of some a major damage like that.
因为我当时住在一个比较小的城市里面，就并没有这样的医生可以治疗这样严重的这种创伤。But
bless God, we did.
赞美主，感谢主，就说我。
I'm sure some of you had life and death experience. Have you asked the question, why am I still here?
我猜想你们中间有人也会有这种将近死亡的经历，你有没有问过自己这样一个问题，就是说你为什么现在还在这里？
How is it that so many people did not wake up this morning and yet you have awakened and you're here to hear this message?
就在今天很多人走过不了这个早上，但你却能够起来，来到这个教会里面。
You got to ask those questions.
你应该问这样的问题.
I remember early days in our marriage with Yehi, I was driving car and she was sitting next to me and we were listening to this radio. And this woman was so excited in the radio. She was like, I love my husband. If he died, I will not marry again. That's what she said.
其实说，我记得我当时跟我太太刚结婚的时候，有一次我们在开车旅行，收音机上有一个这样的故事，有个。 女主人在里面说是很有感情的说，如果我的先生过世的话，我就再也不会结婚了。And
husbands, you never miss those moments, right? So I turned to her and said, "Hey, if I die, will you marry again?"
做先生了就说你不应该丧失这种机会，所以说我就问我的太太，就说是如果我过世的话，你会不会再婚？And
after hearing that, she said, "No." I love you.
因为听到了这个收音机里面这个很有感情的这种事情，牧师的太太就说，当然的，我很爱你，当然不会再婚。So
if I die, make sure you remind her of that.
就是说牧师说，如果我过世的话，你应该提醒我的太太不能再结婚。And
then a few months later, my wife got real sick. She had like flu or something else, and she couldn't get out of bed.
几个月之后，我的太太得了病，她得了感冒，还有别的一些综合症。
So I was tending to her needs and going there, and then all of a sudden she turned to me and with a graspy voice, she's like, "If I die, I'm sorry. If I die, will you remarry?"
然后她就说是在那个时候，她就是突然用她沙哑的声音转过来问我，就说如果我过世的话，你会不会再婚？
Husbands, be careful what you say there. You're going to hear it for the rest of your life.
这个做丈夫的你要小心回答这个问题，否则的话你会一生都会听到关于这个事情的讨论。So
I turned to her and I said, of course.
然后我告诉我太太说，我当然会再婚。I
told her I'll remarry because I'm early 30s. Of course I'm going to remarry. I don't want to lie to her, right?
因为我当时是在30多岁，我就是直接告诉她说我会再婚。
And I think she should remarry too if I die. Right?
然后新牧师说，我觉得就是如果新牧师他自己过世的话，他的太太也可以再婚。But
think about it. Whether you're the president of the United States or Taylor Swift or Elon Musk or somebody working at McDonald's, each one of us have to deal with death.
其实事实是这样的，不管你是总统，或者是歌唱家，或者是 Elon Musk， 或者在麦当劳打工，每个人都会面对死亡。
And death is always sudden, isn't it?
死亡总是显得那么的突然。A
month ago, my mom, who's in mid-90s, she has shortness of breath, so we took her to the hospital.
就说一个月前，我的妈妈是90多岁了，她突然感到呼吸急促，我们把她带到了医院里面。And
doctors examined her, tested her blood and everything, and called the family and said, you should prepare.
就说大夫把所有的家人就招在一起，然后告诉我们说你要做好准备。So
all the families went there, prayed, cried, all that stuff, and then my mom recovered.
所有的家人都到了医院里面，在医院里面祷告， 也有哭泣，但是很奇妙的，我的母亲就是说是完全的这个恢复了。
We'll do that all over again, right? But thank God she recovered. But you know what's weird? Even though she's in her mid-90s, when she went to the hospital, it just felt so sudden.
就是说是虽然我的母亲已经是90多岁的，但她去医院的时候，但遇见这种情况，我们感到还是很突然。
We come in order, but we don't go in order, right?
我们来到这个世上有先有后，但我们离去这个世上的时间并不是按同样的先后次序。
This week in the papers, I read that a 10-year-old took his life.
这一周我在报上看到一个十岁的儿童，就是说自杀身亡。
A couple of friends of mine who are younger than me have passed away.
我有些朋友比我还要年轻，他们已经过世了。
I remember watching this funeral of a famous preacher that I used to respect.
我记得我参加一个我特别尊重的一个教会的牧师的一个葬礼。
And I thought to myself, it doesn't matter if you're a 40,000 member church like he did, or a 100 member church, at the end of the day, you have to close the box and go home.
就是说我当时在他的葬礼上思考这个问题，不管你是一个4万人的教会的牧师，还是一个100人教会的牧师，在最终的时候，你都会离开这个世界。
Until that point, I think I overworked myself. There were days as a pastor where I didn't see my kids awake because I left too soon.I came home and my kids were already asleep because I came home too late.
就是在这之前的话，我可能为了教会的增长，我特别努力的工作，经常是在我的孩子起床之前，我已经离开了家去教会工作。等我从教会回来的时候，他们已经上床睡觉。
I live my life as if people will say they can say they're more talented than Sam, they have bigger church than Sam, but they will never say they work harder than Sam.
就说是我想我的生命就说是我想创造这样一个这样这个佳话，就说是他们的教会可能比我大，他们可能比我更有才华，但是从来没有一个人能像我一样这么努力的为神而工作。
But that day God reminded me, Sam, I'm not looking for success, I'm looking for your faithfulness.
那天神提醒我说，我并不是期望你所的成就，我希望的你是做一个忠心的仆人。
My friends, have you been faithful to the Lord? Have you been faithful to your spouse? Have you been faithful to your family? Have you been faithful to your children? I know that last statement sounds kind of weird, being faithful to children, but have you been a parent that speaks into their life, whether good or bad, because you love them? Have you been faithful? Have you been faithful to your calling as Christ's follower?
就说是你是否是在所有的事项的中心，对神的工作中心，对你的配偶中心，同时一个很重要的对你的孩子是否中心，在最后一个事情上，对孩子中心，就是说你能不能够，就是说能够为孩子，能够跟他们沟通，在他们生活中能够做出一些改变他们生命的这种指导。
You're so good. You remember all that? I can't even remember my own stuff. That is so good. Good job. I actually made it a little longer just to see how you would dodo. Well, that was great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Right, that was amazing. Right? But we have to pay attention to this short life. While I was in New Hampshire last week, because of another wedding, right, I got a video text and text message for an old friend of mine from a different church.
就是上一周我去到新罕布什尔，在美国东北部的一个州，我去参加一个婚礼，同时我得到一个老朋友给我送了一个短短的视频。
He went to a doctor and did a test, and certain chemicals in his body were too high, like 60% higher than it should be.
他去看了一个大夫，大夫发现他在他的身体里面有一种化学的成分比正常高出60%，这可能反映出他可能会已经有了癌症。
What that means is that there's a high probability there's an active and aggressive cancer growing in his body.
就说他可能是有一个正在发生的一个癌症在他身体里面。
So in the video, he shared, he cried, he mumbled, he prayed for his family, asked me to pray for him. And he must have felt like things around him were kind of caving in his life.
就说在那个视频里，他在哭泣，他在祷告，他也请求我为他祷告。对他来讲，这个生活就是突然的坍塌下来。
So every single one of us, One phone call from a doctor will change everything about how we live our lives.
对我们所有人来讲，就一个从大夫来的一个简单的这个电话，就可能会完全改变我们对生活的看法。
So don't you think it's prudent to ask those questions before you have to deal with those issues?
这样你是不是觉得你应该是提前思考这些话题，而不是要等到这个话题来的时候毫无准备？
See, in our culture, especially in Silicon Valley, people are so busy, right? We're busy. No one is idle here. We're busy. We're doing things every single day. And yet the Bible still says you're living a lazy life if you don't connect that to your mission.
在北加州，在硅谷这边，我们每个人都是特别的繁忙。但是根据圣经来说，如果你仅仅是忙碌而已，然后你的生命并没有跟神的使命联合在一起，你还是一个懒惰人。
So if you knew that you only had 365 days, what would change about your life and your family and how you engage with people around you?
如果你仅剩下365天的日子，你会如何改变自己，改变你和人际关系，改变你和家庭的互动？
So let me just share some steps you can take before I close today.
我来分享一下几个可以思考，你们可以思考考虑的地方。
So first and foremost, I think you have to have a long-term thinking. Are you living a missional life?
第一件事，你们要一个长期的思考，你们是不是在活的一个富有使命的生活。
Jesus taught about missional life all the time. When you read John chapter 4, he goes to meet with Samaritan woman. The Bible says he had to go there, right? He had to go there, but not really. A lot of Jews didn't go there. But that day, there was a woman there struggling with her value, who she is, her identity as a person. And Jesus had to go there to let her know, you matter to God, God loves you, and I love you.
就说是在约翰福音讲第八章有这样的故事，就耶稣去了撒玛利亚那里有个妇人，就说她并不需要经过撒玛利亚，但她决定去撒玛利亚，因为她知道在撒玛利亚有一个妇人，她并不受人尊重，她在并没有活着一个很好的一个生活。
See, when these people came one day to Jesus and just dropped an adulterous woman before Jesus and asked, should we kill her?
这些人可能会有一天会把这个行淫的妇人带到耶稣面前，会问我们是不是应该把她杀死。
Jesus thought about missional life. He did not condemn her. In fact, the Bible tells us he straightened up. Woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you? And she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go and from now on sin no more.
就是说是耶稣并没有谴责她，而是说就是因为耶稣就说是如果有人觉得自己没有罪的话，可以扔第一个打死他的时候，结果这众人就离开了。然后耶稣也说，就说是我也不谴责你，你离开了吧，从此以后不要再犯罪了。
Jesus is living a missional life, right? Wherever he goes, he's touching people to make sure they understand the reality of life is not in what they do and all that stuff that we think is so important, but rather in their connection with God and how we're living our life in light of that mission.
耶稣就说在他在世上的所有的时间，他在任何时候都在考虑到这个使命，传福音的使命，他从来不谴责人，而是到找到说有人需要他的福音的地方。
I would think another way of putting this is God loves you. God cares for you. You matter to God. Therefore, live differently. See, the problem with love today is that we have made it into an ethereal thing, something that is not concrete. But in the Bible, when you read the first 13th chapter of Corinthians, every single thing is concrete. It's not abstract.
So today we're talking about is that 就说爱其实不是一个现在我们就经常说是耶稣爱你，但是爱并不是一个很抽象的事情，而是一个爱是一个很具体的事情，在哥林多前书那个地方讲了很多具体的爱的一些体现。
When you talk to little kids, they don't talk about love as feeling, they talk about it as a concrete thing. One kid wrote this, love is when my grandmother couldn't paint her toenails because of arthritis, my grandfather painted for her, even though he had arthritis. See, that's concrete.
对一个小孩子来讲，爱是十分具体的一个事情。比一个故事是这样的，就是说这个祖母，他的祖母有关节炎，不能够自己 来画脚趾甲，但他的外祖父祖父却能够为他来做这个事情，但是同时这个祖父也是有关联，这就是一个爱的具体的体现。
So mission alive is taking Jesus wherever we go so people will connect with this Jesus.
最过一个有使命的生命，就是说不管我们到哪里的话，我们就是要传扬福音，使人能够认识到耶稣基督，并能够开始一个新的生活。
And secondly, you have to live with enthusiasm. Are you living with passion?
第二件事情就是说你必须你是否是每天生活就富有激情。
Now we talked about enthusiasm earlier, but in the world, when they talk about passion, enthusiasm, it's more excitement, right? In New Hampshire, I was at this place and this sister came and brought some pancake with 100% maple syrup with warmed up sperry sauce. I was excited, but I wasn't passionate for that stuff.But the world defines passion as excitement.
就是说，富有激情的生命和我们世上通常所讲的只是一暂时的快乐是不同的。新牧师讲着，他最近他去了新罕布什尔，在那个州里面的话，他就吃一些好吃的东西，他是感到很高兴。但这个并不是他所指的这个有激情的生命。
But God-given passion bubbles up within you, doesn't it? It's like, I don't want to do it, but I am compelled to do it because the passion is inside of us.
就神给我们的这个生命的激情是从内在而来的。有时候你可能会觉得很累了，并不想做这个事情。但是神给你的使命会燃烧你的激情，你会起来做这些事情。
You recognize that life is too short to just live any way you want, so... No, and they were here, cute kids, you know, doing the dances and stuff. And some people were serving in there. I was so impressed with the decorations.
这一周我们有 VBS, 这些孩子们在跳舞唱歌，然后同时我们有很多的这个志愿者，我们看到这个所有的这个志愿者做的，我十分感到十分的佩服。
On Wednesday, one of the DC members, Linda and Terry, Terry's not a Christian, they were here early decorating one of the rooms.And then on Thursday they came, and they just kept spending hours decorating. I mean, just look at that. I almost changed my sermon title to Engaging the City because of this, right? It's amazing the amount of time they spent.
So DC 的 Linda 姐妹还有 Terry, 她 Terry 还不是基督徒，但他们星期天、星期四，他们花了很多的时间来为了 VBS 来装饰整个教会。看到后面这个美丽的装饰，我都可能想把我。今天的正道变成是换一个话题，就是说是要拯救这个城市。
I mean, one of the sisters took PTO to serve at VBS.
有一个姊妹，她甚至请假来为 VBS 来做服事。
Why do they do that? So people can say, "Oh, nice decoration."
他们为什么做这个事情？难道仅仅是为了让大家说这个装饰很漂亮吗
？No, they did that because they want these little kids to know Jesus Christ.
他们做这些是因为他们想让这些小孩子们知道耶稣基督。
Because among the 15 that were here, who knows? There may be the next Billy Graham there.
在今天的十五个VBS 小朋友里面，我们并不知道将来会不会出来一个像 Billy Graham 这样的一个大博士。
Who knows? There may be the next great scientist there.
也可能会下面一个很伟大的科学家。
Who knows? There may be one kid who's struggling through life, and one day he realizes, "Oh, I remember teacher so and so."Who spent time with me and reminded me that my value is not in what I do, but who God is in me.
就说也可能是这样一个小朋友，将来他们的生活中，在挣扎的时候，他们会想起，在这个时候他们参加的 VBS 有一个志愿者是这么的关心他们，从此改变了他们的生活。
So you and I have to ask a question: Am I living a missional life? What are people saying about you?
你我应该思考这个话题：我们是不是正在？活着一个富有使命的生活。
My friends, if Jesus is as good as Christians say he is, he ought to be in our conversation more, right? If Jesus is as good as Christians say he is, heaven ought to be in our conversation more. If hell is as bad as Christians say it is, we ought to take people away from hell more. If heaven is as good of a place as we say it is, then we ought to lead people there more. We ought to live a missional life that others will find Christ. That the goodness that we talk about is a reality not only in our life, but life of others.
其实如果耶稣基督像基督徒所说的那样好, 那么就是耶稣基督应该多出现在基督徒的谈话中间。 如果耶稣基督像基督徒说的那样好, 那天堂也应该多出现在他们谈话中。 就是我们需要在更多的人, 把传扬耶稣基督, 把他们带到耶稣基督面前。
Alright. I'm almost done, okay? So hang in there. And you know when Pastor said I'm almost done, it's another 30 minutes, right? So hang in there, right? Third, make a list of things that you want to do for next 1 year.
第三件就是把你下面365天想要做的事情把它写下来。
Just write down everything you want to do for next 1 year.
把你所有想做的事情都写下来。
And then you determine what's worth doing and what's not worth doing.
然后你决定是否是值得去做。
And I don't know why people don't do this actually, right?
我不知道大家为什么不愿意做这些事情。
So some things on that list would be silly, like, you know, I'm going to have ice cream, caramel ice cream every day. You're going to die before the year's over.
有些在你所写些想要做的事情上可能是很愚蠢的, 比如说我希望每天都吃冰激凌, 但如果这样的话, 也可能在不到一年的时间, 我可能就会离开这个世上。
Just honing on one or two one-year value that you want to live out this year.
就是说要 你把它写下来之后, 然后筛选, 然后集中到其中一件或两件事情上, 你想在下面一年里面做一个彻底的改变。
So five categories, health, relationship, mission, leisure, spirit. How do I root that in my mission, right, as a Christian? So for example, one of the things that I have in my mission is to give full attention to my family because first and foremost, that's my ministry. Now that's too broad, so I have to make it more specific. So one day I wrote down, I want to be loved by those who are closest to me.
就是在生命的五个要素里面, 健康, 关系, 灵命, 休息和使命中间, 你要把它写下来, 然后知道自己下面具体要做的是什么, 对于心牧师来讲, 他最想做的就是让他除了, 教会的服侍以外, 希望能够让他所爱的人能更爱他。
Because so many people are loved by everyone except for people that are closest to them.
很多人的话希望是被所有人所爱, 但是他跟他最亲近的人却不爱他。
And one day I say, I don't want to live like that.
我告诉我自己, 我并不想过这样的生活。
Now what does that look like practically for me?
对我来讲, 具体的是改变是什么?
Right, it means I spend time with my kids and speaking to their lives. But here, let me give you an example. I was doing father school, and what father school is teaching men how to be a good father.
就是说对我来讲具体的事情就是说我来给大家举个例子最近我在参加一个父亲的这个培训班是要告诉父亲怎么样跟孩子更好的互动沟通。
And I heard a testimony of a father who had a teenager girl who kept wanting to go to these concerts, K-pop concerts, and he kept fighting with them. You went to so many, don't go anymore. And he will fight with his daughter and mess up that relationship, but ultimately he'll buy the ticket and she went anyway.
在上面有一个父亲就说是他有个女儿特别喜欢听K-pop的这个音乐会, 但是这个父亲并不想让他的女儿去参加, 所以他们经常会引起争执, 让他们之间的关系也变得是不是很好。 结果最终的话,往往是最终的结果是这个父亲还是要继续买这个音乐会的门票。
And one day God gave him wisdom, and he basically said this, I fight with her, our relationship's breaking up, and I buy the ticket, she goes anyway. I don't want to live like this.
有一天神给这个父亲智慧,就是说是我最终的话还是要给他买这个音乐会的门票,但是我们之间的关系确实变得如此的糟糕,我并不想让这样继续下去。
So one day she wanted to go to a concert, she bought the ticket, he paid extra for the backstage view with the stars, and then he gave that ticket to his daughter. He bought two so he can go with her, and he instantly became her hero.
就是说这个父亲做了一个大的改变，他不仅是，当他女儿再想去看音乐会的时候，他不仅是买了门票，而且是买了去后台的票，这样的话他可以跟那个歌星互动，同时父亲也陪他一起去，很快的，马上这个父亲成了他女儿心中的偶像。
One day, my daughter Esther came and said, Dad, I want to go watch K-pop.
有一天我的女儿 Esther 也来问我说爸爸我也想去参加 K-pop 音乐会。
If she had asked me 10 years ago, I would have said no. Why do you go to that anyway? You've seen it already. You have their CD. Why pay a couple hundred dollars to go see that stuff? Forget it. And you know what would have happened? I would have fought with her and I bought the ticket and she would go anyway.
如果是我的女儿十年前问我要去参加 K-pop 的音乐会，我就说你为什么需要去参加这个？你已经有光盘，而且你已经去过的话，而且这个票是这么的贵，就不要去。但是结果可能应该是，就是我会跟我的女儿引起争执，最终我还会为她买这个音乐会会的门票。
And God made me remember that story. So I said, of course.
神让我记得起这个父亲的见证，我就直接对 Esther 说，我的女儿说，当然我会同意去参加这个 K-pop 的音乐会。
And then I was in trouble because I didn't have any tickets.
所以其实当时的话，我并没有门票，并不知道怎么去购买这个门票。
When BTS came to Oakland Coliseum, the tickets sold out so fast. My friend has a daughter. They three of them, wife, husband, and daughter, sat in front of their laptop and their desktop, waited for the tickets to go on sale. When it went on sale, they pressed the button. It was already sold out.
就说是当 K-pop 他们到奥克兰这个会场去做演出的时候。这个票十分的紧俏，他说他有个朋友，就是说是父母还有这个女儿三个人等在电脑旁边，等开始的一秒钟就开始说购买这个票，但那个票已经当时已经卖完了。
So what do I do? I go to Esther and go, I couldn't find a ticket. Well, I don't want to be that person, right? So we know some people at the Coliseum, so I have to make some calls. Actually, my brother made some calls, and then we got some tickets.
就是说我不想成为一个父亲，主要做出了一个承诺但却不能够实现。我的兄弟也在有一些联系，我们就通过我的兄弟做了打了一些电话，并买到了音乐会的门票。
So that day my wife went, my daughter went, my niece went, my sister-in-law went, I went, my brother went. They enjoyed it. My brother and I, we fell asleep.
那一天就说全家，就西牧师的全家，还有西牧师这个哥哥的家人，都去参加了音乐会，大家都很喜欢，就是西牧师和他的弟兄两个人在这音乐会里面睡着。
Instantly became her hero, and I didn't have to spend any money, right?
我立刻成为我女儿的偶像，但我并没有花很多的钱。
I mean, I just tell that story because it's just an example. How do I fashion my life so that I can speak into my kids?I can speak into my family. That even though she's in her 20s, I can still hang out with her. Right? I mean, she went to many more, right? But how do you do that? You have to determine that. What is important in your life? And you will need to write down what you want to value. Lastly, rely on God.
就说是你自己需要决定什么样是比较重要的。对于亲子关系来讲，就是说你要能够和孩子建立沟通，即使他们在二十岁的时候，你能够仍然能够和他们沟通，并和他们建立关系，能够影响他们的生活。
Because ultimately, willpower is not strong enough.
最后一个第四点就是说，我们要依赖神的力量。
Because if willpower is strong enough, every one of us would be healthy and strong and have muscles.
仅仅靠自己的自制力是不行的。如果自制力本身就可以的话，那我们每个人就会十分的健康，也会很有肌肉。
Many of us make commitment, but we cannot keep it.
我们做出很多的承诺需要改变，但我们并不能让它能够实现。
So every day we need to lean on God.
所以说每天我们都要依靠神。
Ask God to help us to live that.
请祷告神，能让我们能够依靠他的力量做出改变。
And when we fail, we go back to God and know that God loves us regardless of our failure and start again.
如果即使我们失败的话，我们能够仍然能够回到父神面前，请求父神再次给我们力量，能够活出。
My friends, time is shorter for some of us than others. But don't despair in the shortness of time. Maximize it. So when you leave this earth, people around you will say, "My life is fuller and better." Because so and so is part of my life.
就是生命很短暂，我们不需要再因为短暂的生命而变得是十分的绝望。相反，我们应该让短暂的生命变得更加的丰富。这样，在你离去的时候，
Don't worry about the longevity. Worry about what you're inputting in people around you.
不要在意生命的长度，而更在意生命的内涵。
I pray one day when God takes me home, you never know when that is, then my children will express their love for me. And hopefully, my wife will express her love for me. And the people that I have touched through the ministry will remember me to have added value to their lives. And one day when I see them in heaven, we can celebrate as we share stories. It's about how God impacted our life for the benefit of each other.
所以有一天就说如果我离开的时候我希望我的孩子我的太太能够说我爱我的父亲我爱我的先生同时我也希望通过我的在服侍这些年里面我能够影响到的人他们说因为我们得到生命得以改变我们在添加的时候在彼此相遇的时候我们可以彼此庆祝
Thank you so much. Let me pray. Father, we thank you once again. Blink of an eye, we get married. Blink of an eye, our kids are graduating. Blink of an eye, they're married. Blink of an eye, and we find ourselves at age 60, 70, 80, so fast. The gift of life that you've given us, the brevity of that life, may we live our lives for the kingdom of God. That when we leave this world, that people will know that Jesus was real in our life, and he still is. And that people will say, because of him, I've met Christ. Because of her, my life is better. Because of so-and-so, I want to live like that. Father, may our life be embedded in the gospel. Because I know if it is, then we will certainly live that life. Thank you for this congregation. May you love them and bless them and keep them in your love. In Jesus' name.